member FDIC.
It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And after not seeing him for a couple of weeks, guess who's back? The only Larry Gable.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good to see you.
I'm lucky to be here. I was telling Jerry this morning, I got up early and did a little reading, went back to bed, and put the alarm clock on, and I'm a snoozer. I like to hit that snooze, and next thing I know, it's 7:05.
Whoops.
It's like, okay, I better get out of bed here.
You're not the only one who does that.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't like that when I wake up, because my body is like, I don't feel
refreshed.
Refreshed. No, yeah. I don't right now.
You're like, you're ready for a nap.
Yeah, I could like go right back home and take a little, finish up.
Well, you know,
get
in
the
about
job done.
25 minutes, you can do that.
I know. And I probably will. I already told my wife I'm going to come back home and then I'll make you breakfast.
Nice guy.
I make breakfast at our house.
Good for you.
I'm the breakfast guy.
You are.
Yeah.
The BC, breakfast czar.
That's not what I've not been called that, but
a new handle for it.
So, eggs, bacon, sometimes I'll make the bacon, because it takes longer. You got to longer to bacon.
Yeah.
And toast and, coffee and juice. And when the grandkids, they love eggs, or they also love pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
With sprinkles.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. So, but the other thing is, I was all, so then, I'll get up late, and then I have a habit. I usually bring you a cup of coffee, Jerry.
Which I certainly appreciate.
Every time I come in.
Because the one I bring is gone by the time you get here.
Yeah, right. So I hopped out in my truck, and I put put your cup ready, and I went out to the truck and got everything ready, came back in to grab your coffee, and there's no coffee. It's like,
Helps to turn it on, huh?
Yeah, it does.
That button's there for a reason.
That brew button.
Yeah.
It said empty, and I'm like, okay, I thought I put water in there. What? Oh, well.
Well, I had the same thing this morning, as I mentioned. I got up, and the auto started, but it shut itself off after 5 minutes, so I had to restart the auto start. But here we are.
Yeah. So, anyway, my wife and I took our daughter and our two grandkids at Disney World.
You did?
Yes.
Very
and
nice.
Our 3-year-old grandson, Leo, if anybody, he's, Lila, she's 8 and she's been there. She was there for a princess and all that, so Leo's 3. So the first ride we took him on was Peter Pan, which is, you're flying above the, and then it's a Small World, right?
Been on that one.
I mean,
That song stays with you for the rest of your life.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's a great song.
It is.
Great, I think you'd be 100 years old, you'll never get sick of that ride. So guess what's the very next ride we took Leo on? He's 3 years old, okay?
I wouldn't have a guess.
The Haunted Mansion.
How did he handle it?
We got dummy. He says, you want to go back on that? He goes, no. No. No.
A 3-year-old with an opinion.
Yeah. And then we did, the Tiki Room and, all the, the Country Bear Jamboree and all the little rides. Mm-hmm. And then we went on this little roller coaster. It wasn't very big.
Kiddie roller coaster.
It was bigger than a kiddie roller coaster, but it wasn't a big one.
Okay.
And my daughter taped him. And she gets at the end and he goes, when it was done, he goes, Mommy, I don't want to never, ever go on this ride again.
But he liked the Small World.
Oh, he loved everything else. But we did, we got a little brazen with him, and all that. So
gutsy.
Yep.
So, quick question. So Disney is wide open now?
35% capacity.
Okay.
35%.
So you got to shop ahead of time so you know you can get
in. I think there were people buying tickets. We had our tickets pre-bought.
Mm-hmm.
And you mask. But they're very safe. Mm-hmm. Very social.
But all masked.
They're all masked. Oh, yeah, everybody's masked. You got a mask, temperature. I mean, the check-in, the procedures. I mean, it's very safe and everything. So, but anyway, so I think we should talk about our topic this morning.
I think that probably be a really good idea.
What do you think? So Actually, it was going to, and that's why we keep looking at the phone, because Josh was supposed to join us, so something must have happened, because speaking of little ones.
He hit a snooze button.
Josh has a little one, so I'm sure something happened. But we have a, you know, listeners know that our expertise is retirement, helping people retire now. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's our logo, Gable mm-hmm. Insurance Financial, helping people retire now.
Capital letters on the now.
Capital letters. And we've had a lot of success stories this past few weeks. And it, that's why I do what I do. That's why my advisors do what we do. But we, my firm, we specialize in the insurance, the Obamacare, the Medicare, the Social Security planning. But we also do have a professional partnership with Josh Merzberger.
Mm-hmm. Who we've talked to.
Yeah, we've talked to him a couple of times. Really good. And he's with Merzberger Financial Group. Josh is the owner. He's a certified financial planner. And so when we're talking with people about retirement, then the biggest thing is, you know, what about their investments? What about their 401k? And what Josh does is, being a certified financial planner, is he does financial plans, planning for our clients. And when I, you know, one of the things that a financial plan does is, it's kind of like, his analogy is like when you go to your doctor and you get a checkup, okay? And the doctor says, okay, and he gets all the tests, okay, the blood work and everything, and he says, you know what? This is our care plan, okay, plan of care. Mm-hmm. You need to take this med because your cholesterol. We need to do this. We need to monitor this. We need to kind of keep this, you know, whatever there might be that you need to keep checking on, right? I know I have that. I'm on cholesterol med. I did have a little issue with my blood sugars, and I don't know how that happened. They went down, and I'm like, they were like 98 the last time, which is wonderful. Yeah. So what a financial plan is just like when you go to your doctor, you have a care plan. A financial plan is a plan for your finances. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what they do is, so what Josh and his team does is, you know, we're helping people try to retire, you know, with the health insurance, the issues, and the, you know, all that. And then what they do, and then what we suggest, I mean, they don't have to. I mean, it's just, you know, what we tell a client then, or somebody comes in, is you might want to just have Josh and his team then do a financial plan for you, so you have a roadmap of what you need to do financially. Because a person might need to or want to retire, but the next thing is, can they retire? That's two different things.
Yeah.
I want to retire today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you retire? So I'm going to give you a perfect example.
Let me ask you a question first to set the groundwork here. For financial planning, should people be actually contacting you and ergo Josh earlier on in life?
Oh, definitely. Well, and that's the whole thing.
So that you can plan and save. Right.
Well, that's the whole thing is, how do you know where you're going unless you have a plan?
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of people that they wait until they're 60 years old or 62 or 64, mm-hmm. okay? You should be doing these financial plans way ahead of time, actually.
So this portion of the discussion actually affects people in their 20s, 30s, 40s,
doesn't matter. 50s. Even Bree in her own office, right? Mm-hmm. Bree's younger.
Yeah.
Quite young, right? She just had Josh do a financial plan for her of, okay, here's setting up my financial future for myself. And that's going to help her tremendously, you know, is, okay, now she's got a roadmap, because it's so confusing. Investing is so confusing. Should I do a Roth? Should I do a regular traditional? Should I invest in my HSA? You know, there's so many things. What I find, and when we meet with people, a lot of times is there's other things they should be doing. They're just simply not doing it.
Maybe because they don't know.
Well, they don't know. You only know what you know. You don't know what you don't know.
I was just going to say, your line comes into play here.
Well, what it really comes down to is, the big thing is this. Do you And I'll ask you, Jerry, do you think Uncle Sam is your uncle?
If he is, I'm divorcing him.
Okay. All right.
Realistic when it comes to money stuff.
You know, and people might laugh at that, but it really comes down to is the people that retire, you know, we always you see people, how in the heck do they retire? Is that I surround myself with people that know more than I do. Very simply.
And that
I surround myself with people that know more than I do. And the problem that people...
This By the way, you slipped up this morning because we're here.
Yeah. But what people, what a lot of people do is, you know, retirement, planning for your retirement is the biggest financial decision you'll ever do when you do decide to retire.
Mm-hmm.
But what people do is they listen to their neighbors, their brothers, their family, their friends, their coworkers, you know. And what do they know? Like for my wife with her cancer, by the way, she's doing fantastic. Got a little tired down there. You know, we got a little exhausted, you know, down in the Florida heat, but she's doing well. But for my wife, does she talk to her friends about her care plan? No, she hires a professional. She gets a doctor. And in our case, we got four different opinions on her thing.
But you could make an informed choice then.
Correct. Okay, and that's the same thing when it comes to financial, is people, you know, you were talking the other day, and Josh goes, yeah, everybody, it's not that people need to have a financial plan, they deserve a financial plan.
That's a very interesting concept.
They deserve the opportunity to have somebody, a professional, draw a roadmap for them so they can determine when they can retire, confident when they retire, but also, more importantly, to keep Uncle Sam out of their pocket so that they can retire earlier. And I'm going to give you a couple examples.
Why don't you?
I will.
Okay.
So Raina Steffes referred one of her friends to our firm. And she met with me first. And the reason that, you know, because Kathy's an advisor with us too, but Kathy does not, her expertise is Medicare. Mm-hmm. She knows it very well. Okay. But her friend was only 59 years old, going to be 60. Okay. And her first thing her friend said when she walked in the door, she walked in, sat in her conference room, she sat down, she goes, yep, I got 812 days till I retire.
But who's counting, right?
Yeah, who's counting? Now, when anybody ever says that,
you know they want to go.
I know they want out.
They want to be gone.
Mm-hmm. If they're counting the days, they want out yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me guess. The thing that is holding you back, I would bet, is health insurance, right? She says, yeah. You know, if I didn't have to worry about health insurance, I probably would want to retire right away. Okay. Well, guess what? I got some great news for you. Because we find out her income and everything. Mm-hmm. I said, your premium is going to be zero. So we solved that part, right? Your premium will be zero. So we went through everything, you know, explained that. And I said, now what we need to do is, do you know financially, can you afford to retire? And she goes, I have no clue. You know, in her mind, she wants to retire. Mm-hmm. But now, can she financially? Can she really do it? And I said, what we should do is have one of our CFPs, have Josh, do a financial plan for you. And she goes, well, what does that entail? I said, well, to do it right, we need to find out, you know, first off, the biggest question, if anybody's going to call us, the first and the most important question we ask is, how much money do you need to live on to meet your expenses? First thing. How much you need? Okay?
Well, you've got constant fact of life bills.
Right, but people, a lot of times, they don't know that number. They don't know what they need to actually live on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if anybody is thinking, as you and I conversing here, well, maybe I should get a financial plan. That's the very first thing we're going to ask you. One of them is, how much do you need monthly to live on? So I asked her that, and I said, well, what we should do is have Josh do a financial plan, look at your investments, your 401k, make sure everything's in order. And I said, do you have your? She says, I've got my stuff here. So she had her statements, and I looked at it briefly. Now I'm securities licensed, but I'm not a CFP. And we'll go into that in a little more detail, why people should have a CFP or certified financial planner. But I've been around the block once or twice. You can tell from these gray hairs. And I said, the health insurance portion's done. I really think you could retire, like, really soon. She says, well, let's get this going. Let's meet with Josh. So that was 3 weeks ago. She met with Josh to do the financial plan. And I had gotten everything to Josh, and I said, this looks like a no-brainer. He goes, yeah, I agree with you. And so then, but he had to run the numbers and show the scenarios. And so then what Josh did with this client is then showed her different scenarios. What if we do this? What if you retire today? What if you take your Social Security at 62? What if you delay your Social Security? So all these questions that people have, that's what they build into the financial plan and different factors. And then you go, oh, okay, well, why don't I do this? Okay. Or, you know, but in her case, it was like she could retire now. Guess what she did yesterday?
She
retired. 2 weeks ago, she met with Josh on a Thursday. He told her she financially could retire. The next day, she gave her 2 weeks' notice. And yesterday was her last day.
Instead of 812.
Instead of 812. She thought she had to wait 2 years, over 2 years.
Wow. And that's the importance of what you're talking about.
That's the importance of, but get this, she had a financial planner. Well, supposedly. She had somebody she's been working with, but
really?
But all they really were doing managing her investments. They never did a financial plan with her. They never asked her when you want to retire. You know, it's like, okay, you know. So, you know, there's another thing is, you know, and if she says, well, I'm really happy with them. Okay, that's fine. You can keep them, you know, but let's just do a financial plan. You know, let's find out. Well, once she saw how thorough Josh was and asked these other questions that she was never asked before, and we actually asked, when do you want to retire? What are your goals? What do you envision your retirement to look like? And then to be told you can retire today, now, she was all over that. So
that'd be the best day of her life.
It was the best day of her life. In fact, yesterday she had a big retirement party. Kathy's a good friend. I haven't talked to Kathy yet. I'm sure
she's probably still partying.
Yeah, she probably, yeah, knowing Kathy, yeah. Yeah. I'm probably going to get a text right after this show. What do you? But that's why we do what we do, and we work as a team. But you have no options unless you know what they are. And that's what a financial plan does. And that's why everybody, you know, deserves one. Do you think she deserved one? She had a planner. She actually had somebody she was working with, but they never gave her.
Did the plan. She had a manager, but not a planner.
Correct.
And there, right now, listening to you, there's a big difference.
I have another client. He was going to retire. He's 10 years younger than I am. He's 52. His goal was to retire at age 60.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we had talked to him about some stuff, and I said, let's do a financial plan. Let's have Josh do a financial plan for you. He goes, okay. Yeah. He actually, I talked to him about our HSA idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's going to save him like 150 grand. And I said, he goes, you know, as long as we're talking about it, I really want to look at everything. Okay, fine. Josh did a financial plan for this client. He was going to retire in 8 years. He cut it in half. He's going to be able to retire in 4 years.
Really?
When he's 56. 56 years old and very comfortably, everything will be in place. He had to do some tweaking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There were some things he wasn't doing. Okay? Roth IRAs. He wasn't maximizing his Roth. So we did that. The HSA thing. There were some other things. He had some of his investments were not underperforming. Okay. So that's what they do too, is they look at your current investments when they do a financial plan to determine, okay, what, you know, where are you investing? Are you investing in the right asset classes? Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, there's all different asset classes, you know, large cap, small cap, value stocks, growth stocks, okay, bonds, et cetera. So they look at that. They also look at the returns that you're getting. We had a client the other day, their returns were abysmal. They were terrible, terrible, terrible returns. And, well, needless to say, we changed them. You know, they
modified
it. Yeah. And some people, they, if they want, is just to do a financial plan, and you can keep everybody that you have. You can do that. That's up to you. I mean, you don't have to change that. In that case, we have some people, they just hire Josh to do a financial plan. That's it. We want a financial plan. We want a roadmap. And I think you'll agree, people should get compensated for the work they do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if some of the listeners are thinking, yeah, I want to get a second opinion. I want to get a second opinion. So you can have them just do a financial plan. You pay for that plan. He gives you ideas. You can go off on your merry way. But let's say they do a financial plan. That's what you want, but then they give options. They look at your investments, which we always recommend. What are you paying, et cetera? And then you, at the client's discretion, they decide to move some assets, okay, and have them do some financial planning or some asset management. They can waive that fee. So it's really the client is in the driver's seat. They determine what they want to do, but the whole key is they get the plan done.
Tip of the iceberg here. Call you to get more information.
Right, and we... The reason we have people call us is because then we set up appointments with Josh right in our office. Because most people here were in Fallon County and everything. And so, but yeah, so we'd love that opportunity to help people. And like I said, this is why one of my best friends is going to retire. He's a teacher. He's retiring June 30th. He's done.
Congratulations.
And just met with Josh, and Josh gave him the big thumbs up and said, you can retire.
All right, good to see you again. We're out of time. If you want information on the webinars, go to the website.
Yeah, GableINS.com, or call our office at 920-921-7526 to set up an appointment.
Next ones are in May, right?
Yep. Always the third Tuesday, May 18th, at 3:30 and 6 p.m. But if people want a question, they want to do a financial plan, maybe set an appointment, and any first time we meet with anybody, no cost.
All right. Thanks, Larry. It is 8 o'clock, KFIZ Fond du Lac. Good morning to you.
There could be more charges in Minneapolis. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The Department of Justice is said to be looking...